Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills. Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And 51551 is our phone number, and Joe at rt.ie is the text number indeed. Brenda Kelly. Brenda, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
10,000 people. Good, thanks, Brenda. 10,000 people on the house. 10,000 people homeless. Don't even start with the housing list, which is which used to be the barometer, but now it's the homeless. People who are homeless is the figure we go by. Brenda, you sold your house to Cork Corporation. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
When?
I sold it at the end of October 2018, so that's 14 months ago.
Okay, and what condition was it in?
It was in very good condition. I'd lived in it for over 30 years, and I continued to maintain it and keep it in good shape, and I had it in very good condition. Probably could have done with some insulation and maybe changed the boiler or something, but it was perfect, really.
No leaks, no, didn't need a new roof.
No. I mean, it's passed all the engineer's tests.
Okay, and why did Cork, is it Corporation or County Council who bought it?
Corporation.
Why did Cork Corporation buy it?
Well, I presume they wanted to use it to house people in need on the housing list.
And there's some housing list. That's November 2018, nearly, 16 months ago at this stage. 16 months ago. How's the family who moved into the house? How are they getting on? Are they complaining?
Well, nobody moved into the house. The house has been lying vacant for the last 14 months.
Since November 2018?
Correct.
And have you gone past the house? Have they put scaffolding
up
on
it? I pass it frequently, and the house is as I left it. They have changed, I think, windows upstairs. They put in a new front door. They built a bit of a wall between the neighbours. And it's just there, vacant.
And no sign of it might have needed, unknown to you, it might have needed major remedial work. Is there any sign of scaffolding or cranes? Or
no sign of cranes or scaffolding. And I would imagine any work that was needed could have been completed within 4 months.
Okay, it's not up to you. But you sold the house to the Cork Corporation in good faith.
Yeah.
But did you bother, or could you find out why the house has been lying idle for well over a year?
Well, I attempted to phone Cork Corporation.
Well done.
And I got through to voice messages, and eventually I spoke to one person, and that person said that I should know the situation nowadays. It's very hard to get workmen to do any kind of work, you know, electrical, plumbing, whatever.
If we can't get workmen or women to do a bit of plumbing, how are we going to build 20,000 houses?
Anyway, the person said that that they would get back to me, but nobody got back to me.
But that was the argument: we can't get electricians, we can't get plumbers.
More or less, yeah.
Wow.
Now, that was after attempting to phone, to speak directly to somebody in housing in Cork Corporation.
But when is the last time you've seen your old house, which is
Today, actually.
And?
After today, and it's the same as ever, just lying idle with weeds growing up on the driveway.
Ah, for God's sake. And so an idle house is no good to anybody in terms of dampness, in terms of any...
No, I had no damp issues.
I know,
but
an unoccupied house over a year and a half the house doesn't improve.
No, it doesn't.
Right, no. Okay, Brendan.
Anyway, that's the story.
Well done.
And I'm just wondering how many more houses are in the same situation.
And then on the other hand, if they're saying, well, we can't get an electrician to actually give the house the once over, have a look at it, you think it's fine. How are they going to build 20,000 houses?
I don't know.
And many bedrooms are in this house?
Just three bedrooms.
Well, that's a family house.
It is.
Three
indeed,
beds,
yeah.
MED.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Okay, thanks. Brenda, that's Cork City Council, they're now called, apparently. They probably spent millions on changing all the letterheading and all the signage, whatever. They're not called Cork Corporation anymore. That's too common. They're called Cork City Council. But anyway, can someone in Cork City Council go and liberate that house that's been lying idle there? You own it for the last 14 months, or the taxpayer owns it, and get some rental income from a family badly in need. John, your point, please. We're back to this idle house given to the Cork City Council, sold to the Cork City Council nearly a year and a half ago, still empty in great nick, according to the person who sold it. But you've spotted something else on the north side of Cork, John.
Yeah, Joe, I visit the north side regularly, once or twice a week, you know, in course of my work. And, you know, I'm quite familiar with houses that are, you know, boarded up on any road that you'll go along on the north side, you know. But somebody that I called recently there, house next door to him was idle, and I just inquiring of him, you know, how long was it? And he said, so long ago, I can't remember. You know, he said it's at least 6 years, you know, since the resident, the woman died in the house. And it was
6 years the house is idle?
Yeah, at least, yeah, definitely. It's in Farnery, yeah.
Why?
Well, from what I can see, that the Cork City Council, who are responsible, like haven't touched a lot of these houses. I mean, to refit them, you know, and get somebody in there, you know.
But if they can't, if they can't refit empty houses, so to speak, how can they build new ones?
That's exactly my point, Joe. That there is no logic in the fact that people are talking about new houses on a greenfield site when they can't even refit the existing houses and house people that need houses so urgently, you know? I mean, there is no logic in this. You know, the first thing you need to do is get your existing stock of houses refitted and get people in there, you know, that need them, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's not happening.
Okay, that's Cork, yeah. John. Newlybourne, 51551, Newlybourne, text Dublin, Newla.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. You say it's happening in every council. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I drive to my mum's house in Crumlin on a regular basis, and I've passed by, in the last 3 or 4 weeks, I've passed by 4 boarded up houses.
4 boarded. And have you any idea how long they're boarded up?
Well, they could be there for the last 6 months or so, possibly longer for one or two of them. We had this issue with my mother-in-law's house in Crumlin, where she sold it back to the council.
Which happens a lot, yeah. The councillor.
Well maintained. And they went in after about 4 months of leaving it idle, and then they ripped everything out, the council. And it was left for another 6 months before somebody was housed in it. My point is that I just don't understand, if houses are well maintained, that somebody can't go in from the council, check it over, that the electrics, the plumbing and everything is fine, and rehouse people as we have an emergency.
Yeah. And it, you say councils are taking perfectly good houses and ripping everything out of them.
Yes.
Now, was that...
If you spoke to a lot of people, Joe, I'd say there's loads of people listening to this today who have family members or have houses near them that they've seen this happen. Yeah. And unfortunately, what has happened is that the councils have never been taken to task over this. They've never been asked by anybody, particularly our government, to go in and ask them, why do they do this? What are the protocols? Why are they going in and ripping out perfectly good houses and not bringing them over as an emergency?
Yeah. Now, is it that, didn't we have it, what was it a few weeks ago? Was there somebody renting out their house with HAP, and the council came and said, well, this will have to go, someone might trip over it, this will have to go, someone might cut their little finger on it, this will have to go because someone might sneeze walking past it, and we might get claim after claim.
Yeah. So I don't know whether it's part of this litigation culture that possibly is seeping in, or is health and safety, but I just don't understand that any government would allow this happen when there's so many people who need houses. That we are not, and I would actually ask now that our councils and our corporations come online or come out and tell us why they're doing this. What is their protocol?
Okay, Nuala, thanks indeed. Well spotted. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.